This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello there. It's a lovely Monday.
It's going to be a nice day.
Oh, it's the best.
So yeah. Good.
Oh, Tom Brady just kicked Mahomes' ass yesterday, just embarrassed him, humiliated him.
And this hat, I mean, look how much use I got out of it. I never saw it.
That really was a solid purchase for you. I mean,
it,
you know,
really
that
was
that hat is no Snapchat, I'll tell you that right now.
It's no
They had, you know, I was reading
some
stats about...
Wow, that was a real kick in the Richard. Thank you. So
well, look, I mean, I'm sick of taking all the kicks.
Okay.
So there was a stat I saw earlier about...
Hold on, Bryn's got COVID.
I just inhaled on the wrong... I was laughing and then swallowed my spit wrong. Sorry.
All right.
This is my favorite stat from last night's game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ran for an incredible 497 yards, all scrambling. Actually, at 33 forward progress yards running. And someone actually statted it out. 497 yards running the hell, five football fields, right? What are they, 100 yards?
Uh-huh.
He did five football fields worth of running away from the defense.
Sideways and backwards.
Unbelievable. Oh, God. Where's the Benny Hill music? I'm like, you got to be, not again. And then sometimes it was like there was no one in front of him. The Bucks just came running through as though there was no one standing there to block him. Oh, my God. The Bucks pass rush forced Mahomes to bail out of the pocket and run everywhere except forward. 497 yards traveled before throwing or being sacked is the most scramble yards by any quarterback since 2016. Apparently, he's not the first guy to be on the run. He had 33 positive yards rushing for the line of scrimmage.
By the way, anybody hear if they put a number to the crowd at the stadium? Because I'm pretty sure they wanted to keep that quiet.
Well, I thought, that looks like a completely full stadium.
It did.
But then they would show it, and there would be supposedly the parties were separated by three cardboard.
There were
people.
Still a lot of people there.
Tons of people.
A lot of people.
And man, it was not funny because it's not funny at all. I hope none of these people wind up with COVID. But as they're all congratulating and hugging, and they can't hear a thing, so they're pulling their masks down and yelling in each other's faces. I was like, oh, this is.
You know, the very first video shot, this is early in the game. When they mentioned that they've, you know, got all of these first responders here and they show the crowd of the very first shot, there's a dude who's just pulled his mask off to take a sip of his drink and he realizes he's on camera and drops his drink and he's trying to get his mask back on. And I'm like, oh, that is not a good look. But, you know, you got a drink.
Yeah, the 7,500 people who got those tickets for free were all vaccinated, apparently.
Right.
So that is, at least he's got a vaccination.
Right. So no, it just was one of those where he knows, and he's scrambling, and it's not going around his
ear. Now is when we're doing the picture, the photo op. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by The Friend Zone. Oh, nobody wants to be in The Friend Zone. If you're stuck there, we're coming to the rescue. Now through February 14th, download the radio.com app and favorite heart Alice at 97.3. Just give us a little heart. And you will have a chance to win a getaway for two to the Silverado Resort and Spa. Go to radioalice.com for all the details on how to get entered, how to win. It's sponsored in part by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center, where social distance makes the heart grow fonder. Let's reunite at our place, SFGCJM. Com. They are some of the most clever tag writers we've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They were like,
hey,
yes.
Everybody say hi to Jamie, who.
Hey, Jamie.
At one of my grocery store adventures, said hi and was like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but are you? And I was like, yeah, boop. I was doing the self-checkout. Mm-hmm. By the way, I was, you know, of course, I also had to check for the coin hole.
And but, was it there? Was the coin?
Yeah.
Jamie hole?
Says hi, though, everyone.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Hey.
She's been
hey,
listening Jamie. A long time. It was nice of her to say hello, so thank you.
Yeah, that's I love that. It's funny, as we started to talk about it, we all realized, like, we all know our people at our local stores, and they are, in fact, frontline workers. So thanks for doing your job, Jamie, and thanks mm-hmm. for listening to the show.
So did you use coins at the self-checkout?
No, I did not. No, I used a card. And I don't think Jamie worked there, but that was but thanks to all the grocery store workers.
Oh,
well.
That wasn't a checkout
no, Jamie
person.
Jamie was just a hello.
Oh. Hello, random person named Jamie. Thank you uh-huh. for listening.
Right.
On, I think it was on Friday, Tommy Igo sent me a picture of a woman by the name of Jessica wearing, and she's an army musician. She's like in the military musician corps.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent her, I guess she had commented on a mask I made for him out of camo material. And she said, oh, I love that. And he was like, F it, I'm sending it to you. You know, thank you for your service. Sends her the mask. And I guess in the note, he said, Sarah from Sarah and Vinnie. And she's like, oh, my God. I guess she was stationed here. And a lot of people knew her, too, commented on the thing. And, oh, there's the picture of her right there. Mm-hmm. She got the mask on. And she's a longtime listener, randomly. I mean, she's currently not stationed around here, I don't believe. But she reached out, and it was just it was lovely.
The mask is proudly on display. And may I also add, you have a wonderful forehead.
Yeah, oh my God,
I
solid
I can't see
forehead.
Anything else of you. Oh, well, your eyes. Your eyes are nice, too.
Yeah, good, solid eyebrow arches.
So
it
awful.
Says something like, something Army Band. I can't read the beginning of it, but she's got, you know, the full Army.
191st.
There you go. She's got the full uniform on, and thanks
pretty
for
cool.
your service, Jessica. All right, so let me find my stories here. The Halftime Show. Oh, my God. When is this going to end? It was, I think, 12, 13 minutes. Felt like an hour. The Weeknd kept it pretty simple. He thought he was enough. He wasn't. they say he spent $7 million bucks on top of whatever the budget was for this thing. He brought in his own $7 million to make this show the show that it was. No blood, no bruises, no bandages on him, although all the people seemed to have bandages. All the people he had dancing.
Mm-hmm.
The performance was fine. I knew all the songs. He did Starboy, Can't Feel My Face, The Hills, Save Your Tears, Blinding Lights. Early in the medley, he was backed by a choir. Later, a bunch of violinists.
Mm-hmm.
The performance started in the stands, then moved inside into that crazy golden hall of mirrors, which was confusing and actually was spinning around so fast. I'm like, oh, I've got to look away from this. And then ended up on the field. He had, if I'm trying to make a real estimate, I'm going to say he had 200 guys in red coats. I mean, could have easily been more. They seemed to be really
yeah.
spread out. And they really just stood around like the most uninteresting marching band I've ever seen. And then they fell over at the end. But they all wore sparkly red coats. They all looked like him, except their faces were wrapped up in bandages. I thought if I had that many guys in red coats, I'd be, why don't we stack them up? Let's make some human pyramids here. Let's have some danger. Let's do something exciting happen. Maybe we could line them up as pins and bowl, anything. Like, let's do something with these guys. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people said, I like The Weeknd. I like those songs. And I thought that was fine. A lot of other people said, no, that wasn't a Super Bowl show. So I don't
know. My review is that it was boring. And
yeah.
that's the worst thing you can be.
There, look at there they are just marching.
He's you know, not someone that I listen to a lot. I think he's got some hit songs.
Oh, we play them all the time.
Comparisons vocally to Michael Jackson, which I mean right. as a compliment, even though Michael Jackson ended weirdly and badly.
Yeah. Well, for talent standpoint, I mean he's clearly a talented guy. Although he doesn't have a bunch of moves, but they're all doing the moves with him.
Now, I don't know. I read everything from people loved it to, you know, again, my review of boring. But did he actually sing? Because I don't know.
My guess is that he didn't. But only because I think that the choreography is so tight and it must be so difficult to hear. I'm guessing it's pre-recorded and he just pretends to sing it. At one point, though, he did say, you know, hey, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Just to prove that his mic was
well,
on, I guess.
Certainly, if he pre-recorded it, he could have pre-recorded that part, too.
He certainly could have, as long as he knew where it was. He's just, and honestly, I gotta say, I'm sorry, Weekend. You look so goofy. Like, he just, he looks so goofy. And the silly dance moves, I felt like this thing where they all had lights on their hand, that could have been amazing. But instead, it's this weird, it's like, you know, when, is it China marches out their ranks of soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
It just sort of feels like that, like everyone just marching and not really doing much.
I don't know. I think he's a good-looking kid. I don't think that, you know, that's the problem. But I really, for a Super Bowl, for the biggest show in the TV show in the world, I feel like, especially when he's bragging he spent $7 million of his own money.
Right.
Hey, it's a Pepsi show, but I had to add more. What, on red jackets and Band-Aids? You need to get your money back. That's a waste of money.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Gaga with her, what was that?
Sailing in, all the drones in the air.
Drones show. That was killer. I hate to say it. I'm not even really a J-Lo or Shakira fan, but I thought they were better than this. So.
Listen, I didn't think I needed to have asses shaken in my face, but it turns out I do. I was like, where's the chicks? I mean, that is terrible of me. I mean, what a...
Where's the chicks?
I don't know. Where's any interest? Like, okay, so, fine. But let the guys dance. I'm sure every single one of those dudes is some kind of dancer. Like, this is as heavy as it got. Like, they have all these
Adam
people.
Levine or The Weeknd, would you like better?
Adam Levine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was riveted to Adam Levine in his own weird way. With the shirt coming off 30 seconds in. I thought, well, he really has some new tattoos he wants to show us, I guess. Congratulations.
Anyway, it wasn't for us, but he could have turned me into a fan, like a real fan, you know? I mean, I like his songs fine, but he didn't. I just kind of went, oh, all right.
Yeah, I really felt like, you need some guests up there. And how about a costume change? And how about some, you know, big moves? I said, if I was ever going to do the Super Bowl show.
Oh, this will be good.
As an artist, yeah. This is what I would do. I would get the hologram technology, and I'd make a 50-foot hologram of myself. And then I'd take out my 50-foot boobs and shake them, and then shake my 50-foot ass in everybody's. Like, that is a Super Bowl show. Larger than life, big. And also, I put my head on, like, say, Pam Anderson's body or something, so that I really have some stuff to shake. But.
No.
It's just like this part.
So you're saying you wouldn't even do the Super Bowl?
Yeah, then you're not doing it.
I would do it. Do the Super Bowl show. Well, I would be singing, you know, la 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 Super Bowl, rah 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 Super Bowl. That's my latest song about the Super Bowl. As a 50-foot tall hologram, now we're talking. And I'd have drones all around me, swimming around. Oh, it'd be great. It's flying right through me because I'm a hologram. Okay, let's talk about...
I didn't hate it. Nicole, did you hate it as much as they did?
No, I thought it was better than Maroon 5, honestly.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
But I mean, I understand what everyone's saying. It wasn't like, I don't know, it was kind of anticlimactic.
I guess the expectation was high.
Yeah.
Well, it's meant to be a mess. I think he intentionally did this. A lot of the stuff is dark. The way he presents himself is just in a very dark manner with his accident-prone face all the time and... So I guess, you know, he just wanted to give you that shock value, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just the lead up to it. It was going to be this huge thing, and then when it wasn't, people were like,
I think he shouldn't have promoted it
as hard, and then it would have been fine.
Well,
it is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you got to promote it.
Yeah.
The promotion kind of gets away from you.
But that comes with the gig.
Maybe he should have been like, man, this is going to be a CF. I'm not prepared at all. And then we would have been like, oh, that's amazing, guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you should have just downplayed it.
Right. It's going to be okay. I think you'll like it. Yeah. Lars Ulrich. I want to do this just quickly because I think it's fascinating. Lars Ulrich's got a dad, like many people. His dad is 92 years old. His name is... Let me find the guy's name.
His dad is famous, too.
His dad is famous. Torben is the guy's name. Torben Ulrich. He just released a record on Friday. And it looks like he's a cellist. Or maybe he's a singer. I can't tell which one is which in this. But the guy looks like Gandalf, for sure.
He's doing vocals.
Oh, he's doing the vocal. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is Lars Ulrich's 92-year-old dad who just put out a new album on Friday. Here we go.
First floor, from where the foot leaps up and shoulders pair in fluid circulation. Above the bellows of the speeding breath.
So that's what Gandalf sounds like. Oh, goodness. Hello, Cameron. If you go to... Do you follow Lars? Hi, Cam.
Okay.
What did she say?
I have to bad day, Dad.
I can't figure it out. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Go do your thing. It's fine. Do you follow Lars? Because there's a photo of him and his dad.
I do follow Lars. Yeah, and I know of his dad because his dad's a famous guy in, where is it, Sweden? Norway?
Germany? I have no idea where the Ulrich family is from. I'm looking at this picture. He even almost has, looks like he's got sort of the hood for the cape on and this long, scraggly white beard. He's very much Gandalf the Grey.
I want to say the guy was also a professional tennis player or something like that.
Oh, was he? How funny.
And I think Lars was actually really good at tennis, too. Something, maybe I'm mixing up my memories.
Lars,
the story up.
Danish?
They're Danish.
Danish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag heavy metal Gandalf, writes Lars Ulrich. And I guess the name of the band, I think his dad's band is called Obscure Terrible.
Hmm.
As close as I can figure. So... That's what Lars's dad's doing during the lockdown.
It is.
Okay.
Torben is a writer, musician, filmmaker, painter, director, performer, and former professional tennis player.
Oh, my God. Funny.
And father of Metallica's drummer, Lars Ulrich. So there you go.
Marilyn Manson is currently married. Are you aware of this?
I did not know that.
She's a woman named Lindsay, and it looks like... Evan Rachel Wood, she filed a police report last month because Lindsay Usich is the lady's name, U-S-I-C-H. That's Marilyn Manson's wife, threatened to release nude pictures of Evan from back when she was underage. Evan claims the photos were taken after she was, quote, given large amounts of drugs and alcohol. Evan also revealed some of the verbal abuse that Manson subjected her to, like calling her a Jew in a derogatory manner and drawing swastikas over her bedside table when he was mad at her. He also frequently used the N-word, according to Evan Rachel Wood. There's a metal singer named Otep Shemaya who claims that Manson also abuses his current wife, Lindsay Usich. I don't know this Otep person. And as if it couldn't get any weirder, Corey Feldman is now accusing Manson of decades of mental and emotional torture.
Remember the story, pardon me, I believe you did the story, actually, that Manson, in his own effort to entertain himself, met Corey Feldman at some bar and invited Corey back to his house to sing karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And Manson and his friends laughed wildly as Feldman karaoke'd there. And it was apparently all in an effort to entertain themselves. They weren't really trying to befriend him. So I don't know if that's
Corey's
what he's referencing.
Version, Corey's version of this is that... He put a long Instagram post up, so if you follow him, you're already aware. He said, alongside an image of the two together. He tells a story of how Manson tried to manipulate him into breaking 5 years of sobriety when he was promoting his 98 album, Mechanical Animals. The Post details how Manson once kissed him in front of a crowd at the premiere for the Howard Stern movie Private Parts, and how Manson told him he modeled his entire style after Feldman's character in the movie Dream a Little Dream as a way to further manipulate him. And he basically says, the night Marilyn Manson tried to use and abuse me as his play toy by trying to manipulate me into breaking my 5 years of sobriety to snort cocaine with him while gaslighting me for his press tour on Mechanical Animals, where the decades-long mental and emotional abuse began. Luckily, I was not physically harmed that night as we got out safely, but that was just the beginning of my nightmare. I stand with Evan and any and all survivors of his demented abuse. So, Corey Feldman weighing in on this as well. And it's long. It's a very long post. He tends to be verbose. Okay, I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, let's see. I've got which jobs people are most likely to be single in their 40s in.
Oh.
Also, so going to sleep with AirPods might be dangerous, and more after these.
Uh-oh.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.